Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby,
come on,
willing.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to hustle and shine. Another day of living God's purpose. Brian be shining. Reporting live from the Brian and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 87. Currently, it is 79 at Swope Helm.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National CNA Day?
Ooh, I feel great. I feel good. Shout out to all the CNAs putting in that work. Mm-hmm. We love and appreciate you so much. This morning, we're going to be talking with the new owners of United Grocers going down at 31st and Prospect.
Now, we also have your TMG going down at your 23s. T.I. and Young Jock, they have a debate on whether 42 Doug should have had that line before I go broke like Jock.
Uh-oh. I smell some smoke there. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. But D, let's take it back. What's this? It's 92, 93. I think it's 92. Maxi Priest, a little 90s for you. A little 90s reggae. Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
She was a Jezebel, this Brixton queen. Living a life like a backseat dream. Telling my lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire. Walking on tightrope and love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping me.
I just wanna be cool.
Get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation,
sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Start with the hard stuff. Zero in on the most difficult task and get it done first. After that point, you'll have no doubt you can accomplish whatever else you need to do. You're able to push quickly forward, knowing the day's biggest challenge is behind you. To complete a complicated, awkward, frustrating effort, you'll rely heavily on your persistence. So tackle the effort before your persistence has been drained. Dive into the most demanding work when your energy and creativity are fresh. Jump quickly at the opportunity to be your best. Demonstrate early to yourself how effective you can be. You'll naturally become eager to expand that effectiveness to other work. Begin where you know you'll encounter the most resistance. Once you get through that, you'll have plenty of momentum to get through everything else. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 87. Currently, it is 79 down 350 Highway and Nolan Road. Singer Jacquees talks about his previous love triangle that he had with Dreezy and DeAndre, and it sounds like he has some regrets.
I got a lot of respect for Dreezy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way that we ended was a little sloppy because it went online. My heart went all the way out of it. At that time, being younger, how old I was, I was moving fast. And I knew what I wanted because I wanted a son. But I also wanted a family. But I knew a son was at the top of my mind. It had been on the top of my mind since I was in a relationship with Dreezy. When I got with DeAndre, of course, it happened fast.
Yeah, I get it, man. The king of R&B, it's hard being him. So, you know, he just... He had to do what he had to do, man.
Boo.
King of R&B. Ribs and barbecue. rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
Y'all some haters.
That was some premium sucking up there that you just did. That was pretty good.
Anyway.
That was used to, you took it to a new Jack level. Weeks.
King of the Jack Weeks fan club right here, man. That's my dog. King of R&B right
take
there, baby.
For every time. No, I shout do. Out to Jack Weeks.
Rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
Other news, who might be the king of R&B? Ray J, what you think about that? No?
Absolutely not.
Yikes. Well, he finally paid a visit to his sister Brandy Starr on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yo, Brandy, you did it. B-Rocker, I just want to let you know I'm so proud of you. You worked so hard to achieve so many accolades, all the flowers, all the love, all the, I'm sorry for a lot of stuff I be doing, but I love you, celebrating with you now.
Love that for him.
Does he need to borrow some money or something?
That's why you think he's apologizing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the only
well,
reason.
Well, we know he you know he getting paid on that tacos and tequila. We'll see him this Saturday.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait to talk to Ray J. I got questions,
RSVP.
Ray.
RSVP.
I got a lot of questions to ask you.
You gonna interview Bobby V?
Sure. But hey, I need to talk to Ray J first. Ray J is the first person. Bow Wow's next. Soulja Boy. Actually, you know, Soulja Boy got to be the first before, you know, he...
We need some of them upset. Ray J glasses. How about that?
The Unbreakables.
I need that money.
We need some of them Unbreakable glasses.
The Unbreakables.
They're now known as the Meta Ray-Bans.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on hot 103 jams. Salute.
Traumatizing to some of the kids because they deal with it at home. So this is supposed to be their home. We can't call it a home if it looks like this.
If I was a parent, I would want to pull my child out of it. My brother passed at 16 from gun violence. So it's just like, it's not really something, you know, you want to put anybody through or have to go through yourself.
So with anybody that is able to help with these kids, you're keeping 50 kids out of the streets. Let's look at it like that. We're keeping 50 kids out of the streets and we don't have to get that phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So that's the voices of one of our drill teams here in the town, man. The Kansas City Fusion, man. They have a space right there on Truce, on 77, 78th and Truce right there, where they practice, where they congregate and get together. And, you know, now they might have to move because of what happened with the shootout mm-hmm. that happened, you know, this past weekend. So Mayor Quentin Lucas and assistant city manager for public safety, Lace Klein, they said that an unlicensed club was throwing a party right there mm-hmm. at 7900 block of Truce on Saturday, where hundreds of people were in a parking lot of a strip mall around 4 a.m., where if you've seen the video, mm-hmm. it was a shooting of rounds and rounds and rounds. So now it's major safety concerns, and this is the result of careless activity.
And acting a damn fool.
Yeah, and now...
Now the kids ain't got nowhere to go.
This is what we did. These are the things that we have to think about in the heat of the moment. I know, you know, we probably won't because of the history and what's occurring at that moment. But, dog, these mm-hmm. are the... this is the result. These things right here that could chip away at our community. So...
Drop the mic on that part.
Be aware, y'all, please.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 Gym.
Father's Day is coming up. I don't know if y'all heard any commercials or anything. I know I ain't. You know, if it was Mother's Day. No, I'm just playing. I don't want to go into that.
Right. Don't be one of them people, B. Keep that on Facebook. Keep that on the playground.
Nah, I'm just playing. But no, we need to show love to all of our fathers.
Yes, we do.
And listen, man, we got Cassandra Brewington. She's in the building with us, man. We talk about families and fathers first. Good morning. How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling amazing. Thank you so much for having me. This Good. Is exciting.
Good. Go ahead and talk about what you got going on.
All right.
Don't get closer to that mic, too. Yeah. We want to hear that voice.
Okay. I'm Cassandra Burrington. Good morning, everybody. I am the founder of Parent Plus, and we are a group that supports parents advocating for their children, building community here in Kansas City.
And all right. You also have some type of collaboration with the Talk KC, right?
Absolutely. So I met Tay at a speaking engagement. We connected, and he came out to the first Parents Night Out Father's Edition, mm-hmm. and he is an official sponsor of this event.
Okay. I love that.
Tay Neal, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, y'all. This is Tay Neal from Kansas City of the Talk KC. I'm the executive and founder, the executive director and founder of the Talk KC, a barbershop-based mentorship program for black and brown boys here in Kansas City.
And we see you representing D9, too. Shout out to the Sigmas.
Hey, Blue Bay!
You know we got love for y'all.
Now, coming up this Friday, You got something special going on tomorrow. Go ahead and talk about that real quick.
Yes, tomorrow is so special. As we know, Father's Day is coming up. And so we have Parents Night Out. It's the play date without the kids. And typically it's moms, dads. Mm-hmm. We provide childcare. Everything is free. We razzle, we dazzle. But this one is specifically for the fathers. Ahead of Father's Day, we are coming to honor, to celebrate, to build community and connection with fathers. And we are hosting this at the Bevel KC Barber Lounge. They're also a sponsor. And so the men are going to get free food, free cuts, free beard treatments, manicures, free pedicures. We even added a massage therapist, so neck, back, shoulders will get rubbed on.
Okay. Can we get a Michelob with that?
Might not leave.
I also want to add in now that the Bevel has a close partnership with the Talk KC, so they were actually our host barbershop for our last program cycle. So, again, I want to give another shout-out to the Bevel Barber Lounge that's out here doing the work and supporting the people, supporting Black boys and supporting fathers. We appreciate them.
I love the Bevel because that's my old daycare, Deanna. They flipped my old daycare, Tykes and Tots, into a barbershop. So I always have a special
love there.
Yeah, a special love at that place.
It's a dope spot, too.
Can I shout out one more sponsor?
Absolutely.
Our fiscal sponsor is Dreams KC. And what Dreams KC allowed us to do was open up for sponsorships. Mm-hmm. So the way that we can make this event completely free is that the community donates, shows support, and the men do not have to drop a penny on their services. So Dreams KC is our fiscal sponsor, and we are looking actually for sponsorships. Mm-hmm. And they made that possible.
So, fathers, you have something that you can do on tomorrow that is sounding like it's free 99. How can the fathers sign up?
So, we have an Eventbrite, and you can just type in Parents Night Out Fathers Edition, or you can follow either Tay at the Talk KC or me at Parent Plus on Facebook, and I will drop you the link.
Hey, big love to Erica Taylor Murph and Big Murph. Love and appreciate y'all. Fathers, make sure you tap in. You are important in our communities. You are a staple. Yep.
There's one more way to RSVP. Mm-hmm. So you can text RSVP to 405-655-8375. A link will be kicked back, and then you can RSVP that way as well.
I like that. Simple.
Simple.
I want to add in something to y'all. So we are looking for the sponsors as well, though, but we don't want to sleep on the people that don't have a lot to offer and can just donate $5, $10, $20.
Of course.
And really are standing here behind fathers. I know there's a lot of people in Kansas City that really do support us. I was able to prove that with the Talk KC and the way the community shows up. So we're not forgetting about y'all. The bigger sponsors are great, but also those small donations add up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Parents Night Out going down tomorrow. Thank y'all. Appreciate you.
Yes, appreciate
sir.
You. Thanks for having us.
What's up? It's your boy, YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to everybody that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning, especially the cousins that's tapping in on that live stream, checking us out at the Brown and Krupa Studios, man. Love and appreciate you, cousins, and especially the ones that's out riding around and getting it, especially if you on 435 and Holmes. Watch out. I'm telling you, they right there beside you as you travel on the Warner. Or if you doing the back streets, you on 39th Street, you on 75th Street, you traveling down
Truth
right now.
Watch out for them speed traps, because I'm telling you, they there.
Grandview Triangle, you up hustling and shining at the downtown loop, wherever you are, however you doing it. Thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a party daily morning routine. Love and appreciate you so much, because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world, cousin.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Oh, yeah. Look, come on, D. Put that smile on your face.
Shy, booyah.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We're going to start in the Facebook comments. Big love to our cousin, and good morning to Cynthia Good. Hey, cousin, I ain't seen your name in a little minute. Where you been? Coachella, Kiera, what's up, Harris? Big love to SK. You know how we get down. Cole Ford said, happy birthday. I hope it's happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday today. So we're going to send some love. Now, on the text line that's been thumping, shout out to a birthday. Asher, he turns 12 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Your mama said, we turning up this weekend, boo. So run her pockets.
Manny Vince style.
What's the word to Carmenard? Good morning, cousins. It's almost the weekend. We got this. I'm with you when you're right. Terrell Senior, Todd, hold on, let's get this right. Uh-oh. Terrell Senior, big shout out to you, cousin. Then also big love to Todd Tomlinson Senior. Anastasia. Hey, cousin said, good morning. Everyone have a wonderful Thursday. Hey, Stacey Davis. She said, hey now, cousins. I like that hey now. It had a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of punctuations behind it. Good morning, family. Happy, thankful Thursday. They need to just give the big award. There's no other better than the big homie. I'm just trying to tell you. Big love to Rich Harris. Make sure you put in your votes for the KCP Awards. You can go to kcpawards.com. Hey. Community. What?
I think you missed a CA in there. KCPCA.
Well, no, if I say awards, that is the A.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Thanks, D.
Yep.
Appreciate you,
just man. Trying to make it simpler, you know, a little bit easier. But make sure you go vote for the big homie, Brett Brown B. Shine. That's all I was trying to tell you. Tavion turns 2 on the 13th of this month. Terrell's senior birthday on the 28th of this month. So lots of birthdays to go around. Big love to Tyreek Cheadle, Kip Legacy High, one of our graduates, Rihanna Turner over at the Kaufman School. Big love to all our cousins that are walking the stage. I know, you can walk now most of the time. you got that out the way, but it's never too late to send you some love.
Amen.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time, high of 87. Currently it is 80 at Ruskin High. There was a recent walk around interview, is what we gonna call it, during the Rolling Loud concert, and young up-and-coming rappers were asked, what is Unk status?
At age 27. What year were you born?
2006.
What age does Unk status start?
Unk status come by 35.
28.
Oh, 1998.
At what age does Unk status start?
30.
35.
Jesus.
Okay. Why are we asking these young people this?
Young people's voice don't matter.
Yes, but no, it doesn't. Not in this situation, no, it doesn't matter. No, because you have no perspective on age. That's why. I'm an unk at 30? Are we serious?
I mean, yes, ridiculous. Because they said like 28. I think somebody said, I'm like, dang, I'm an auntie.
Exactly.
Because I'm in my late 20s. But I understand that's how it goes. Because when I was young, the same thing. The closer you get to big age, the more you feel like, oh, well, that big age ain't that old no more. So it's kind of like a little bit of delusion, too, of us telling ourselves we not getting older. But... Hey.
Here's the thing. Satchel Paige said this. Kansas City's own Satchel Paige. He said, how old would you be if you did not know how old you were? That's all that matters. I feel 28.
That's awesome. That's all that matters. That's what we like to call delusion. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with
maybe
that.
Maybe just a little bit.
I think we all need a little bit of delusion in our lives. There's
nothing
wrong with
girl.
That.
I was giving it
if
to
you. If you feel 28, that's good. Because when you hit 45, you probably will just now be feeling like 30. So that's good.
Yeah.
Other dudes, T.I. and Young Jock had this debate going back and forth whether Lil Baby should have allowed 42 Doug to hop on his song and say, uh-oh, before I go broke like Jock.
I'm from Atlanta, where we probably wouldn't have let that happen. Like, bro, you can't.
What you mean, man? Nah, man. You got to let say what he say now.
You I don't feel that it was intended to be disrespectful. Oh, it was intended. Okay. It was intended to make a point.
Wild. What's the point?
The point is he's not broke and jockey.
Okay, see
was
Clifford.
Was it disrespectful to say, though?
Clifford is trying to make a joke out of this.
Yeah,
Jock
is
being serious.
No, Jock was literally like, he was low-key pissed in that interview. Like, I watched him. He was kind of like, no, he shouldn't have said that was disrespectful. I mean, but it gave Young Jock some love.
But what? Okay, so I just want to know where he got that from. Because what, Young Jock was on Love & Hip Hop? Is it because
he's
on radio?
Well, I think at that
radio?
Time, it was, well, I don't think he was on radio at that time when that song dropped. That was about 6-7 years ago. If that. But at that time too, it was just like, oh, you fell off. But not in a big sense, because we just ain't heard from you. So it's like maybe you hear somebody that made early 2000s music.
But he was in the loop though.
He was in what?
He's been in the loop. Like, I don't.
What's the loop? Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, like, people saw what he was doing. I felt like, I don't know. I just.
It was funny. I mean, I shout out to Young Jock. Met him. He's a very nice guy. But the song lyric was hilarious, and I hope he got some money off of it. That's the Morning Gossip right here.
You ain't getting no money off of that.
Well, I guess he gonna still be broke. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Wow.
I'm joking, Young Jock. You know it's love here.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm Hustle and Shining in the Morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
United Market, the new grocery store located at 3110 Prospect, right there at the Linwood Shopping Center. It's opened up recently. And there's was a lot of controversy before that store had opened up with the previous owners of that store. But we got the new energy. We got a new store. And we got Dennis Ortiz. He's a part of the project management team over there at United Market. Good morning, fam. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys. And you're right. There's been a lot of talk around the store. And it's simply amazing to see how much people actually needed a grocery store in this area. And we're just glad to be serving. To tell you the truth, it has been very fulfilling working under Anthony's leadership. You know, his heart is in the right place, and he's a man of service. Interestingly enough, Anthony has been serving as a cop for the past 20 years in Roland Police Department and in the grocery store business for over 35 years. And so he's got a unique set of skills for sure that this store really needs. To be able to stay, right, and continue to serve the community because it is needed.
Of course, it's been well documented, all the crime and mischief that was going on at that store with its previous owners. And that's not new to that area. It has some socioeconomic issues, has a lot of issues right there. I think that us in a community, we just want to be sensitive to those people and what they need, hence the food desert that you mentioned. But what is the plan long term in order to make sure that this grocery store, United Market, can sustain itself long term?
Well, you know, for one is, you know, establishing trust with the community, right? And just being consistent, you know, and being able to offer a market that is worthy, right, of them. And with that is just establishing the right team. You know, we hired from the local community people that had worked there before as well and have the experience, maybe just not quite the right leadership. I feel that with Anthony's experience in leadership and an emphasis on safety, we can sustain, right? We revamped the entire security system, both inside and outside of the store, working together with the local, police and just adding more emphasis in this corner, right, especially around, you know, like the bus stop and right there around the library and whatnot, just making sure that there is presence, security inside and out of the store. Mm-hmm. And also, believe it or not, working with the community leaders that are engaged in wanting this, this store to succeed. And so the amount of just support from the local community, even just shoppers that live in the neighborhood that come and observe and point out things like shoplifting and in areas where we might be exposed. And it's just been pretty incredible to experience that.
This morning, we're speaking with United Market project manager Dennis Ortiz. He's part of the project management team going on at the new grocery store, United Market, in the Linwood Shopping Center on Linwood and Prospect.
Now, Dennis, we talked a little bit off air about making things fun and giving incentives to the shoppers. Could you talk a little bit about the membership within United Market?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, this grocery store was created with the intention of filling like the community is part of it. Mm-hmm. Therefore the membership. And so the membership is free. You know, we want to offer value right up, you know, the front. And it's with the intention of trying to figure out what people are shopping for, right? What kind of things do we need to be carrying in the store? What kind of things do we need to be putting in discounts and things of like that nature that we can modify our ads and things based on consumer behavior. Interestingly enough, this has never been done in this community. So we were a little, you know, skeptical about the introduction of it, but we received some pretty good feedback. We started with 3,000 memberships and they were gone within the first week and a half. So
that's great.
We have 10,000 more memberships coming in, and we will continue to sign on members. Absolutely. And you know, we just want people to feel like they are part of this market, because they are. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the need of serving. So
I need my membership. I need to stop by sometime. So.
Please do, by all means. Yeah, for real. You used to shop at that store, didn't you?
Yeah, when I went to college, it was close to Hospital Hill, and that was literally the only place that we could go. So I used to go there all the time to get stuff. So knowing now that there's a free membership, a part of it that has certain incentives, and maybe I'll be, you know, hip to coupons, I'm going to be stopping by very soon.
And you know, we actually like some feedback, honestly. So if people are listening, please stop by. Let us know what you guys think about this membership concept. You know, this store is for you guys. And so anybody.
But you can shop there without the membership, of
absolutely.
Course.
Yes. 100%. Yes, man.
I love this, man. You got full safety and amenities. Like, you got that covered. You got the community partnership down. And of course, you got the membership model and all the groceries that you need to avoid having a food desert right there on Linwood and Prospect. Because besides that, and another store down the street that's on 39th, there's not really many options for our people over there on the east side. So we appreciate you guys at United Market, and we appreciate you, Dennis, for coming on this morning and taking time to talk to our community about this new store. Thank you so much, and continue to be a blessing, please.
Thank you for having us.
Busy Bit Man, 816 Day. We on Hustling Shop.
See, you know, I ride around the town a lot, and I be
just
scoping the scene.
Just wasting
now.
Gas.
Just, you know, sometimes, you know.
Ain't tricking if you got it.
Stop. I just noticed that there have been a couple of restaurants, man, around the town that unclosed down. Mm-hmm. First off, one of them, Big T's. Big T's Barbecue. It is gone.
See, I heard somebody say that. I didn't know if it was true or not.
What?
You know, that was the first barbecue spot I ever went to in Kansas City.
For real? What you get?
Dead ass. Hey, it's almost the weekend. Might as well. No, seriously.
Let loose, D.
When I was like a freshman in college, one of my friends was from KC, and she was just like, oh, yeah, let's just stop by here because it's on the way to UMKC. And we stopped by. I didn't know what to get because the menu was different.
Red
than
tips, baby.
The menu was completely different than, you know, where I grew up. So I'm looking for Snoop. I don't know what's going on. I got like a Polish or something that I didn't know what to get. Now I do.
Oh, yeah. I don't. It's
that's sad that they're closing.
It is, man. They done already put up another spot up in there. I don't know who it is, but me and Glenn, me and Hood Dude Food Review.
We make them big eyes.
We gonna get up in there, and then you know I'm right here driving around near Grandview, and then Fifth City closed. Like what? Did the lady have too much of an attitude at the counter?
Shout out. Dang. The food was fire. Shout out to the whole ownership over there. I heard that bad news too.
I don't know what's going on, man. Hey, support your local businesses. Support a B.O.B. Seriously, there's no joking right here. Support a B.O.B. today, man, because these dollars that we have that circulates around our community, mm-hmm. they really count, and these people depend on that. So support your local food truck, B.O.B., or whoever today.
Yeah, please do.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826 on your time, high of 86. Currently, it is 81 in Top City. The New York Knicks, they are continuing to make history after an amazing putback that now puts them 3-1 against the Spurs.
Brunson gets it, fires up a three. Shot no good. The tip, it's gone! It's gone! It's gone! With 1.2 remaining, Knicks take the lead. OG Anunoby, and it's 107-106.
Shout out to the New York Knicks. You know, they have a very interesting crowd, especially especially when I see people on the outside, like at the venues. I do love the energy that New York has about their sports. Like, their pride is unmatched. Like, I ain't gonna lie. When it comes to that pride, I don't know many cities that can go up against that.
I love New York, man. I told you the Knicks was
series ain't over. Relax.
It ain't over yet, but it's about to be.
One more win, and the New York Knicks will be, you know, your 2026 champions.
That's crazy. Shouts to New York. Go crazy, New York. Go crazy. They, like you said, they literally been going crazy.
Yeah, I've been seeing them harass a couple people. Yeah, relax. Assault people.
Ain't no relax. Look.
You will get arrested.
If the Knicks win this championship, there is no relaxing
in
New York.
That's what I said. I said that in the beginning, but nobody. Yeah. Nah. Everybody was like, no, let the Knicks win. No, this is going to be.
Win.
This might be bad.
I want to see it.
I bet you do from afar, huh?
I do from afar, baby. Because
ain't nobody ripping up your jersey.
Yeah, 2,500 miles away or however far we are. Go crazy, New York.
Well, what else is going crazy is the FIFA World Cup. Today is match number one. Mexico versus South Africa goes down at 2 p.m. The time is now. Shout out to the Fan Festival as well. I'll be stopping by there sometime soon to see all the things that they got set up. It looks really beautiful out there, too, by the way.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those intelligent, agile, and a little inconsistent Gemini.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending over some birthday love to battle rapper Kayshawn. Sending over some birthday love to singer-songwriter from England, Georgia Smith. A happy heavenly birthday to actor and singer. You remember his role as Bookman on Good Times. Happy heavenly birthday to Johnny Brown. A happy birthday to rapper Kodak Black. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to Hall of Fame WNBA player straight out of the Show Me. Happy birthday to Maya Moore.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Alpha Magic, Ronisha Young, Ashley Marie Ramirez. Sending birthday love to Terrence Sabor, Shaquita Buford, and Marty Mundo. Happy birthday, Stephanie Campbell and Shanita Shante. Plus, happy birthday to everybody else born on June 11th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. What you doing?
I'm driving, so let me pull over.
Please do. Yes. Safety first, cousin.
Why?
Right. Why you pulling over? What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
Bath and Body Works. Champagne soap.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Bath and Body Works. They got some good stuff.
Everything.
Yeah.
That price get, you know, the price adds up, but it's worth it.
It adds up very quickly.
All right, Jasmine, we got two tickets to send you and a friend to Tacos and Tequila going down this Saturday, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
See the way we on it and we all up in the race, and you know we got to go and try to keep up with the pace, and we struggling and hustling and set it and get it, and we always got to do it, take it to another place, got to taste it, and I got to grab it, and I got to cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne, but I know I got to have it.
Have it, come on.
Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm getting paper.
You should have went on ahead and cussed.
Right, you might as well did it. All right, Jasmine, you will get those two tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival. This Saturday is going down at Legends Field in KCK. Who is going to be your plus one?
Oh.
Choose wisely.
My sister.
Your sister, okay. As you scroll through your DMs, look at disappointment.
That's too hot of a concert to be trying to take somebody. Because what if one of them call you up on stage? So you can't.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm single.
That's one. Period. She ain't worried about them problems. Just call your family to be a plus one.
Hey.
All right, players. Jasmine, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, player.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.